And isn't that the unstated assumption of the entire system? You know? We must make them work, when in every historical situation, when we've briefly shaken off that chain, all of, and that includes, you know, at the beginning until it got infiltrated, the occupies, the occupations in the Occupy movement, everybody jumped in to help. We do not need to be made to shine. It's what we do. We already do this. We already take care of each other on the local level. The only difference we'll see once we're free is that we will have the world available to us to help when needed, and that the tools we need to address our problems will be in our hands instead of suppressed by those whose aim is to keep us in harness. As for making the big decisions, we'll have to consider what those might be when health is our standard and only aggregate human energy has the capacity to do serious damage. What's called the West and most places else is now overbuilt, although granted, the concrete is cracking or cracked and maintenance what's needed. And our Earth, our mother, has been horribly depleted. We're living the truth of Nikola's warning, quote from Nikola Tesla, "We have at our disposal three main sources of life-sustaining energy, fossil fuel, water power, and the heat of the sun's rays. The force of wind," and there's others, obviously, that are being identified and thought about today, but we'll just read the quote as is. "And the heat of the sun's rays, the force of wind," and I'm not talking nuclear, okay? I'm talking like geothermal, earth ships. Can I hear an amen for earth ships? Especially if they block EMF. We can design them so. Okay, Nikola, forgive. "The force of wind offers much better chances and is valuable in special instances, but is by far inadequate." And of course, all of this is within the frame that he was working in, which was a global class system, which required a lot more energy than us off leash. But never mind, we don't want to get too off track. "The force of wind offers much better chances and is valuable in special instances, but is by far inadequate. Moreover, the tides, waves, and winds furnish only periodic and often uncertain power and necessitate the employment of large and expensive storage plants. Of course, there are other possibilities, but they are remote, and we must depend on the first of these resources. If we use fossil fuel to get our power, we're living on our capital and exhausting it rapidly. This method is barbarous and wantonly wasteful and will have to be stopped in the interest of coming generations." He wrote in The Power of the Future in 1915. Okay, see, when the people make the decisions, we get it done. We don't have to worry about power suppressing it for a few centuries or so. And that quote is included in a PDF you can download from the tools page of the NASENCE website. One of the three reclaiming our leadership, one of the three reclaiming our leadership, our stolen gifts to establish a future based on distributed generation, transcripts from our earlier radio conversations. "The earth needs our attention and our nourishment. Certainly no further raids upon her," as Nicholas said. She's holding some long overdue IOUs on credit extended, and with our existing materials already received from her, and our human energy released from the power guy's hold, we can easily address each other's needs for comfort. Our mother is due replenishment of her stores. Our bank requires her full credit restored. There is so much needed in the way of repair, and so much love in our hearts we've been prevented from sharing.